Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning, Mike Durer with you with the Up, Up, and Awake show, and joining me in the studio, we just got done with Mike Shinneberry, and now I got Stephanie
Shinneberry Hale. Was here this morning?
Shinneberry was here this morning, Stephanie.
Well, I missed him. I missed him. We must have just crossed paths outside.
Evidently. So, had Michael Shinneberry in here talking about clock. New performances coming up on the 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Stephanie Hale with Thriving Southern
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everything going?
I'd like to say it's like a little breather right now, but it's not. No, there's always something going on and preparing for. Right now, we're ramping up for the campaign. I'm putting together the Thrive magazine for the 23 campaign. Mm-hmm. We're working on getting everything done for and ready for the Day of Caring, which is in September.
Yeah.
So, I mean, applications are actually out right now, and if anyone is looking to get a little help, if they are unable to do some yard cleanup or need a fence mended, mm-hmm. or some painting, outside painting, we can certainly help with that. There are applications on our website and in our office. Mm-hmm. Let'sthriveinm.org, or you can come by our office in Alamogordo, 1601 10th Street. So we're working on that, which is great. Just a lot of campaign
stuff going
on. I mean, we've got a big goal this year, it's gonna be hard to follow last year, but
145 million
that would be great.
Yeah, that's not it.
No. Okay. Our goal is $475,000. Last year we did over 560,000, so I can't say let's strive for that goal, even though we are, but there's a lot that goes into making that goal. It's what our agencies are asking for. It's what historically businesses that hold workplace campaigns, what they've done in the past. So there's a lot of variables that fall into it that help make the goal. So but internally I'm shooting for the $500,000 again.
Yeah, there you go. I say, don't lowball it just to make yourself feel good when it's bigger.
Oh, no. We raise it just about every year, And just think one of these days we'll hit that million.
Yeah.
That's the goal. So you never know. You just never know.
And you got to do that soon, Alamogordo, because I get 25%.
So. Oh, you do not.
I do not. Okay, never mind. Scratch that idea. Yeah, it's worth a shot. I mean, if you don't throw it out.
Good try.
If you don't throw it out, you never know. Right?
I know, right?
You got to ask.
Well, good one.
Okay. Answer still no. So
answer still no.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Thrive does a lot of things in this community and benefits a lot of great programs
and
nonprofits in this community.
It sure does.
And I always like to remind people that when you give to Thrive, you're giving through Thrive to organizations that benefit seniors and kids. That's basically what comes down to.
And everything in between.
And everything in between.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Me.
I think you're on the other side of the senior.
Okay. All right.
I'm just kidding. All right. So no, yeah, but we. Yeah. I do want to mention
Stephanie off the friend list. So.
We do have three new agencies this year. There's a process. Nonprofits have to apply every year to become a Thrive partner, and then we go out and share their story and their need with the communities of Lincoln and Otero County. So I'm super thrilled to announce that we do have three new agencies that are working with us this year, the first being the Counseling Center.
Wow.
So, yeah, super thrilled about that. And then we have two programs with the Flickinger Center.
Wow.
That are now our Thrive partners. And, you know, we just love those folks over there.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Great team. You know, the last couple of years we've gotten to work with them with our benefit concert. They're just amazing. And then our new one, which I'm super thrilled about, is a new one out of Carrizozo called Carrizozo Works. And super thrilled. They are doing a community program for youth and their families. And, you know, I feel like Carrizozo and Chaparral are the forgotten communities because they're just sort of out there away from the hustle bustle of the of our larger communities in our areas. So I'm super thrilled that they were voted on and cannot wait to share all of the information of all these new programs. So super exciting. We've got, I mean, I'm already scheduling presentations. We've got all kinds of things happening. Gerald Champion will be doing their campaign in September. I mean, we've already got things planned out. It's just going to be a big campaign this year.
Yeah. So we really don't have anything else now going on through the summer for you, right?
Just a few things. I mean, we're helping with the Dare Picnic on Thursday.
Right.
Tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
At the zoo. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a big deal. We're working on doing a Stuff the Bus a little early this year.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll come in August. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't believe it's May. We're in May already. In May. It's ridiculous.
We're not quite to graduation, and we're talking about Stuff the Bus in August.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's already planned. But, you know, there's so many variables to everything. We got to do it. And I am not a person that waits till the last minute. It drives me nuts. So I, you know, plan way out. But, yeah, we don't have a lot of events per se in the summer. We do have in August a couple of things. We've got we've got Stuff the Bus. We'll probably do backpacks in Chaparral, and then in September is extremely busy because that's the first month of our campaign.
Right.
So technically, I mean, we campaign all year, but we start really hitting the pavement in September, October. And in September, we will be doing the Vibe at Five with the Center of Commerce. We'll be hosting that. And we've got just all kinds of things going on. And October as well, we'll be doing Shop with a Cop again this year. And we've already started talking about that. So, I mean, there's just a lot. And I'm sure there's little things that will come up between now and then, you know. And I say little things. It's never a little thing. But, you know, I like to participate in our local parades when there's an opportunity.
Yeah, you do.
And so it's funny. I had emailed Michelle Gill over at the Center of Commerce and said, hey, what's the theme? I got to start planning.
Yeah.
And she's like, we don't have it yet. So I'll be hearing that soon, I'm sure, what the theme is, so I can start planning for an entry. That's always fun.
I'm sure it's going to be good.
The board's always, we have a good time with it. And, you know, it's just another way of supporting the Center of Commerce, our community, and thanking everyone who's laid down their life for our country on the 4th of July, specifically when we participate in that. So it's a lot of fun. And, get to go out and see everybody lined up on the street. So, I'm excited about that. So, kind of antsy about it, ready to get the summer rolling and barbecues and, you know, just anywhere we can share our name and what we do. I think in August, we will be participating in an event out at Holloman. We're going to do Thrive's going to have a team with the Big Give, Casa's Big Give. So, you know, we're also participating in other events in our communities. So,
well, every place that you do that, you get the opportunity to share that mission of what Thrive is and what you guys do and stuff.
And not only our mission, but we also get to talk about the folks with that we represent, all of our partner agencies. Mm. We also get to share their mission and what they do in our community. So.
Yeah, I mean it's a great thing that everything that you guys get involved with, everything that you do from the campaigns plus the events you do to raise money to operate Thrive, it's always just an ongoing thing with you guys, isn't it? It's just continuous, isn't it?
It is. But it's fun. You know, there's so much happening and every day is different. There's never 2 days alike. Mm-hmm. And you never know, something we might get a call today that says, hey, there's this going on, or let's make this happen. You know, we partner with other businesses, with other entities, just like being asked to participate in the DARE picnic. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very involved with that, helping them with whatever they need. We're happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about our awards. We haven't had a chance to talk about that because it just happened.
The awards,
because it was a good one. It was
Mike Schenberger and I talked about them.
I'm so sorry I missed the show. Yeah. I was probably getting ready for work but did he talk about their performance? And
he talked about the performance.
Oh,
yeah.
Wasn't that great?
I did not know Mike Schenberger was colorblind.
I don't know that I knew that either.
It explains a lot. Anyway, but they had a great time with that performance. We all enjoyed the performance.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great and stuff. But let's talk about the awards. Some folks got recognized.
It was awesome. It was,
I know one guy was almost in tears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll let you take it.
Are you talking about him in there?
No.
Or Sergeant Jackson?
No.
You?
No.
Oh, Flottie Jr.
Flottie Jr.
Yeah, so, every year we like to celebrate the successes of our previous campaign. And, of course, last year we hit that $500,000 mark. And so this year was a big to-do. And we like to recognize the businesses that do workplace campaigns. And what that means is, for anyone listening that doesn't understand, yes, you can give to your favorite charity directly to them. We're not trying to take that away from anyone. Mm-hmm. But we make it easy for you to donate by doing a lot of businesses will allow you to do a payroll deduction. So you can do a couple of bucks every paycheck and not miss it and give more than giving here's $100.
Right.
But maybe you can give 200 over the course of a year.
Right.
So, there's so many different avenues and different ways to be able to donate to your favorite charity through us. So we like to recognize that and celebrate. And because it was such a success last year. And with that comes, when people step out and go above and beyond for our organization, for Thrive, we like to recognize them. So, we did recognize both Sergeant Jackson of the Alamogordo Police Department as well as Deputy Robles of the Otero County Sheriff's Office because they really stepped up and we kind of did it super quick. I mean, a month and a half, we put that Shop with a Cop program together. Mm-hmm. It's for the kids. It's the officer's program, and they asked if Thrive would sort of spearhead it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we were happy to, and Jackson and Robles really did a great job with even doing their regular jobs and being so busy. They just really stepped up, and not only for the children and their fellow law enforcement officers, but for Thrive. And it just helped put another area of visualization of our organization in the community.
Right.
And so for that and all of their efforts, we recognized them. We recognized Mr. Bob Flott for without Bob, we wouldn't have been able to start doing our benefit concert. Mm-hmm. You know, we were able to, through Bob, get Jeff Carson here, and then of course Ricochet, and all of the things that not only Bob does, but you and John, to help support our organization and what we do. It was just phenomenal, and we thought that it needed to be said to the public. Hey, look what these guys are doing for us, and you guys are always so supportive. And then of course, I have nothing to do with the voting for the Helen Kirk Award, but as you know, Helen Kirk was the executive director of the United Way, which is what we previously were called. And when she retired, the board started the Helen Kirk Award, and it is supposed to be given to someone in our community that represents what we do, that really helps push Thrive in some form or fashion. And this year, the committee, which are made up of past award recipients, they selected Matt Flott for all the work that he does, not only for Thrive, but really with the benefit concerts.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't be able to pull it off without Matt's help. Mm-hmm. And he knows that. And when he was... It was so great to. I was watching him, and I thought I was recording a video when Isaac Muncy was reading his bio, and he didn't know they were talking about him until one specific spot in the bio, and he realized they're talking about me, and he just felt so.
I watched his head go.
I know, yeah. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does deserve it. He, you know, he's so humble. He just really doesn't understand that what he's done to help with the last 2 years of our benefits, you know, has just gone above and beyond. I cannot do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I can't. And he's just been so helpful, so grateful. You know, he shares our mission and what we're doing and the events we have, and just, you know, and even Molly, he's got to share that award with Molly, because she's just as important to the whole process, you know?
Sure.
And so we're just super grateful. And that was really neat to see him awarded with that, and well deserved.
Good thing I'm not on that board, or I would have sent him a bill for it.
Of course you would.
Yeah. I might do it anyway.
Yeah. And then we also select our business, our community partner of the year. Mm-hmm. And how that's determined is businesses that hold workplace campaigns, and we've got 30 plus. Mm-hmm. They all allow their employees to do payroll deductions or what have you. They'll hold a campaign, and like the hospital does, they do a whole month. Mm-hmm. Some like Alamogordo Public Schools usually does a whole month. Some of the banks do, you know, a month or several weeks to rally their employees. And it's really fun to watch these businesses try to compete for this new award that we introduced last year.
Yeah.
It's a traveling trophy. It's huge. It's beautiful. It's this big, heavy crystal trophy on a marble platform, you will. And the business that wins that gets to hold on to that trophy for a year before I go and steal it to give it to someone else. And but how it's determined is the it's percentage of increase of what they did in the campaign the year before, so that way everybody can compete fairly. It's not by dollar amount, it's how much did they increase from their campaign the year before. So, right. I mean, we started this in 2021. Mm-hmm. And man, it was close. There are so many, like the top 5-6 are like 0.01 apart from each other. That's how close it is every year. And the first year we did it, which was 21, Bank 34 had won. And so they got a free breakfast and got to display the trophy all year. And then I went and grabbed it and ran, you know, the numbers, and realized, oh, wow, we have a new winner. I really thought Bank 34, because they were wanting to keep it for another year. And we actually did have a new winner, and it happened to be USA Insurance. Mm-hmm. Over here on White Sands Boulevard in the across from the mall with the building with the big red roof, as Manny says. And they won yesterday. They chose to have a lunch, so they had a catered lunch for them, as that was part of their winnings, if you will. And they have their trophy displayed, and you know, they had 100% participation. Every employee participated in the campaign, made a donation to their favorite charity through our campaign. So that's kind of a big deal. Then we see all of these other businesses think, wow, how am I going to get 100%, or how am I going to increase from what we did last year? And so, you know, people are competitive, and they're vying for that recognition, the bragging rights, the trophy, a breakfast or lunch. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And then, of course, as you mentioned, Clock came and performed for us, and it was such a hoot. And you know, I've been to many Clock. We've talked about this, and I wish next time we need to have popcorn and stuff to throw at them.
Yeah. I love that question. Hey, Mike, where's the popcorn? In the bag.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. They did great. You know, we had a DJ, we had amazing food. It was a really great celebration. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait to see what we do in 23 with our campaign and moving forward.
It should be a great year. We're now going to be have that other thing back in the past of us. People are out, and we should have a really good year and stuff. So next thing coming up is going to be Day of Caring then.
Yeah. Well, Stuff the Bus. Stuff the Bus is usually right before Day of Caring. But, we've got a great point of contact at Holloman, and she's rounding the troops and getting the zone leaders ready. And, you know, we're just super thrilled. We've got already more applications that have come in than we did last year. So, you know, the word's getting out. It's a continual uphill battle, you know, but we're excited. The more projects we have to do, the more volunteers we get, and the bigger this event becomes.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe one of these days we'll get to be on the state news talking about how big this thing is. But
hey, you're on our news, so
that's good. Right. That's there, right. There you that's go. Most so, important. There you but go. Yeah, we just, you know, if something pops up, and it usually does, something will pop up in between our staple events, we will certainly share that news with you when we come back next month.
There you go. One more thing. Explain again real fast. What is the workplace campaign and how people can get involved with it?
So businesses can hold a workplace campaign for their employees, and they can just, what are you doing? And thank you. I'm having my photo taken.
Yeah.
No, businesses can.
I'm making a calendar.
Oh, Lord. Ahead. Sorry, guys. I got distracted because he's pointing the phone in my face. Businesses can hold a workplace campaign. I can come and explain all of that. I can provide all the tools. I can provide anything that anyone would need to hold a successful workplace campaign. The only thing they would have to do is hold donations out of their employees' paychecks, whatever the employee wants to do, and then they just send us a check monthly. And we make it very easy. We provide all of the collateral, all of the we have giveaways, we have all kinds of fun things to make it fun for the employees. You know, a lot of people, a lot of businesses will say, if you donate, you know, an hour of pay, we'll give you a day off. If they do an hour of pay a month or per paycheck or whatever, which isn't much. 1 hour of pay per paycheck, which typically in a standard payroll year is 26. There's 26 payrolls, let's say, most of the time. 1 hour. So that's 2 hours out of the month mm-hmm. on average, right? Mm-hmm. So 2 hours of pay, and then they'll get a day off, or sometimes they get entered into drawings, or mm-hmm. they might have a bake sale and take all that those proceeds to add to their campaign. And like the hospital, they do all kinds of things. People for those employees that can wear jeans, they allow them to purchase days to wear jeans.
Yeah.
They sell these brownies that are like, this, as Becky says, the size of your head. Mm-hmm. And they are pretty big and so good. They sell them for $1. All the proceeds of that go to the Thrive campaign. They do the steer meat auction for their employees. They go and buy steers at the county fair. They have them processed, and then they have an auction for their employees. All of those proceeds go to their campaign. So they do something for a whole month, and usually something every week, every other day. Yeah. A lot of other businesses do that as well. So, you know, that's how they end up ramping up to how it all works out. So anybody that has any questions about it can certainly give us a call, come by the office, and again, we will take care of everything.
Absolutely. And we've said this before, Stephanie, every dollar is like a drop in an ocean.
Yep.
You got the ocean. The ocean isn't a big body of water. It's made up of a lot of drops of water.
That's right.
And that half a million you guys raised last year, a lot of $1 bills.
That's right.
A lot of $1 bills came into play into that and stuff. So you don't have to be a big giver. Just give.
That reminds me yesterday, someone came up to me and said, you know, I didn't even donate that much. I only donated a dollar a paycheck for the whole year. I'm like, you know what? That dollar a paycheck is adds up to 13 books for Dolly Parton that pays for how many meals at one of the senior centers.
Right.
I mean, it adds up. It doesn't have to be a lot of money.
And the other thing is that dollar per paycheck is what puts you over 50.
That's exactly right.
$500,000.
Now we just need to get more people to do a dollar. Mm-hmm. If that's all they can do, we will take it.
Yeah.
Because we will take it and then give it to our nonprofit programs in Lincoln and Otero County. So, I mean, that's how it works. It's very simple.
So you don't have to do $50 a paycheck. Have to do $10 a paycheck. Do $1 a paycheck, and you benefit Alamogordo and Otero County and Lincoln County.
That's right.
You know,
that's
right. The people within it, those that in need, those that need help, senior centers and kids alike. So,
yep.
It's just a great deal. Stephanie, we're looking forward to Stuff the Bus. That's coming up. That's our next program.
Next big event, unless something comes up before then. So,
and then we will be sure to know about it.
Yep.
Absolutely so. And be sure to tune in each month as we do a different Thrive Agency of the Month. This month we have CASA. Let me just get over here. Got... CASA, what was?
Service Heart CASA.
Service Heart CASA, and then we have SAME. So, you know, you'll hear them off and on throughout the month and stuff, and next month we'll have two more coming in. So, Stephanie, always fun.
I'm always a pleasure. Well, most of the time, I don't know.
And on the
27th, it's with you, so.
On the 27th, let's meet up at Cloudcroft at the Clark Pavilion, buy a bunch of popcorn.
And just pelt them.
You know, that sounds like a great time.
I know.
Stephanie Hale with Thrive in Southern.
Thank you, my friend.
You betcha. Stephanie Hale with Thrive in Southern New Mexico.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.